And so this morning, I want to just share a message that I've entitled, Embrace the Give That Changed the World. Friends, this is why we worship this King. This is why we love Him so much. This is why we're here this morning. And I believe that this morning, God wants us to embrace this gift. You know, we cannot give something if we've not received something. And this is the gift. This is why He stepped into our world. And, you know, a lot of people will say, why do we celebrate Christmas? It might not be the exact day that Jesus was born. But, you know, at Christmas, God communicates and announces to the world that there is a gift that changed and will change the world. I mean, that's worth celebrating. Just knowing what He did, it gives us enough reason to celebrate this Jesus. How many of you can have received a gift in your life that has changed your life, that has influenced your life? How many of you can remember a gift that you've received on Christmas? That one gift that really had an influence on you. When you opened it up, it was like, wow, this is amazing. Thank you, Mom, Dad, or whoever you thanked at that time. But there's some gifts, friends, that just stands out. And, you know, I was just reading this week, and there was an actor. How many of you know Nicolas Cage, right? Nicolas Cage was a young boy. When he was a young boy, his father gave him a little Pinocchio for Christmas. Being a boy, he was a little rough with it and broke its head off. His father suggested to bury Pinocchio. The next morning, on the very place where they had buried Pinocchio, was a large wooden sculpture of Pinocchio. The next day, he then went about burying his matchbox cars, toy planes, a castle, even his G.I. Joe doll, hoping they too would transform into something larger. Although they didn't to this day, Nicolas Cage says that his little Pinocchio gift was one of the best gifts he had received because it gave him the gift of imagination, hope, and inspiration. And this gift still continues to help him through his life and in his career as an actor. I didn't even know this, but a couple of years ago, one of my friends mentioned that actually Nicolas Cage came to our Every Nation Church in Cape Town, you know, and so he's married, his wife is a Christian, and so you just see in his life, you know, he's received some gifts that made him think, that's impacted his life, and I'm sure he's heard about the greatest gift of all. But I know, friends, that some of us, we've received some gifts, and I know I've received a gift. I've received a gift that has changed my life. My wife, she's changed a lot in my life, and it's wonderful. My kids, the impact, the influence that I had. You know, in many ways, it's been a joyful journey, but they've also given me some gray hair and less hair, okay? That's the joys of life. You know, I was just thinking about this Christmas story as we looked at that this morning. And how, you know, we've focused on the wise men, but, you know, focusing this morning a little bit on Joseph and Mary. Just think about their story. These teenage kids all of a sudden find that Mary is pregnant. They're not even married yet. Spare a thought for Joseph. How does he explain that to his friends? Hey, my girlfriend is pregnant, and God made her pregnant. I mean, what a confused moment. What a response. That moment, just realizing there's change, right? So change came to their lives. And this is what the angel said, you know, just before Joseph said, you know, Mary, I think we should not, you know, pursue this. This will cause too much humiliation. I would rather want us to break up. But even before he suggested that, this is what happened. The angel came. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Verse 23, look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. Friends, this was a big moment. There's change coming. I just love the way that Joseph responded. He heard the command, he obeyed, he accepted, and he obeyed. And he did exactly what God called him to do. The angel through God that spoke through the angel. Friends, sometimes change comes at the most unexpected times in our lives. If you realize that sometimes it just comes suddenly, unexpected. And this was an unexpected moment for this couple. They were not really prepared. And so the angel came and said, this is what is going to happen in your life. And I believe some of us here this morning, you've had some unexpected moments this year. You've experienced and you've received some unexpected news that has changed your life. I love how Joseph just accepted this, received it, and just obeyed and said, this is what the angel said. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry Mary, and I'm going to name this son Jesus, this boy Jesus. You know, I wonder this Christmas if God might want to do something in your life, that you need to accept, that you might find hard to receive at this moment. So maybe some news that you've received, it's just very hard. You know, we look at how Mary received this news further on, you know, where it says she was fearful. She didn't really know what to do. And I know we've received some things have happened this year in our life that's been difficult. I shared about it last week. You know, moving past the past. There's things that we need to put in our past. But there's also some things in our present that is difficult for us to receive and accept at this point in time. Verse 21, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so the angel said, look, Mary, you're going to receive a gift. This gift, Jesus, is going to save people from their sins. You know, it becomes easier, friends, when it becomes easier to embrace the pain of our change when we see the purpose. It's easier when we see to embrace the pain of change when we see the purpose. So she knew this is the purpose. Maybe at that point of time, she didn't feel any that there's purpose for her life. But that moment when she received that promise, it was easier for her to embrace that moment. Luke 1, verse 28, and we read from verse 28. The angel came to her and said, greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him and name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. What a responsibility. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy. I just love where God just said, this is by the Spirit that she will conceive. There was a moment of doubt there with Mary. You know, am I able? This is such a responsibility. How am I going to receive this? But friends, she did. And Joseph, for him, it was the challenge of accepting and then to obey. And then for Mary, it was simply to birth. You know, just kind of reading through this, you know, I believe to accept change, you need to believe and receive the gift and the promise from the giver. How many of you have received some promises this year? God said, and then sometimes, you know, we question, is this possible? Am I able? Am I even worthy? But I believe just as Joseph received this command from the angel. How many of you have had an encounter with an angel where you've actually had a message? I mean, that's a rare occasion. But in the same way as he received the command, God's going to command you to do some things. And I believe just as Mary was pregnant with this amazing gift that is going to change the world, I believe that God also wants to impregnate us with some gifts and some abilities and things, promises. And this year that you'll give birth to some amazing things as he uses you, as he works in your life and through your life to affect many, many lives. In the same way their lives were affected, we also see the wise men. You know, they came with some preconceived ideas. They probably were skeptic at the time. But as they brought these gifts, the most amazing gift changed their lives forever. Isn't it amazing? Even as a baby, when they were in the presence of this child, they knew this was not just any child. This child will change not just their lives forever, but the world. It will change people, generations that would follow. You know, one of my wife's love languages is gifts. How many of you have the love language of gifts? You just love to receive gifts and give gifts. And, you know, for her birthday, you know, my challenge is to find the perfect gift or for Christmas. How many of you feel a bit challenged when you go out there? You know, you want to find that perfect gift that's just right, okay? She doesn't want to be disappointed, because for me, it's always when you open that and you're like, what is this? Or, you know, that facial expression says it all. And I'm sure she's kept her, you know, she's had she was quite surprised at some of the gifts that I've given her. But, you know, I recently read an article about three criterias for a gift to be considered a perfect gift. Number one, the gift should reflect the one that gives it. Number two, it should reflect some knowledge of the one who receives it. Knowledge of their needs, their desires, and tastes. The gift should be, number three, the gift should be of a nature and quality that will hold its value as time goes on. You know, I love how God's gift to us met and fulfilled this criteria. He gave us more than just that. When God sent Jesus, you know, the perfect gift to us, That perfect gift reflects the Father who sent and gave him. Friends, if we look at Jesus, we look at the Father. That's who he is. I love this in Hebrews 1 verse 3. The Son reflects God's own glory, and everything about him represents God exactly. I love that. That's where we got to focus on Jesus. This is him at this season. We want to look at him. And when we look at him and we read about him and study him in Scripture, we know that that is a reflection of God the Father. His generosity, the love that he expressed to us, it comes directly from the Father. That's when he said, when he was on earth, when he said, I'm about my Father's business. I'm just a reflection, a mirror of who he is. And that is who we want to know, and that is who we want to embrace. Number two, Jesus is the perfect gift because God gave him knowledge of our needs. Did you know that before Jesus came to this earth, the Father knew exactly what you needed? He knew exactly the condition of man, the heart condition of man in this world. He knew that we needed a Savior. He knew that we need a change. And that's why he sent this beautiful boy son of his. Number three, the gift of Jesus holds its value for all eternity. And many of us, we are familiar with this scripture. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's who he is, friends. That's the reason God sent Jesus to this world. This is why we come here today, to adore him, to embrace this gift that has changed the world. This is what Jesus does. He gives us the power to change. This is why we can see change in the world right now, is because through what Jesus did for us. He wants to bring change. He wants to change our lives. We want to become more Christ-centered. We want to embrace him. And this is just my encouragement to you this morning. Embrace him. Embrace him. So for change to take place in your life, you need to first believe. You know, like that wise men, they were not really sure until they saw. And then they believed. In the same way, you know, I know there's a lot of my friends that don't really believe in this Christmas story. For them, it is just a fairy tale. It's mythology. But I believe when we get a taste of Jesus and we experience him, then that is when we start believing. And I want us just to start believing again. Some of us here, we've stopped believing. Even like Mary, as I said, questioning, you know, that moment. God, can you really use me? Am I? Friend, you are worth the Son. You are worthy of the Son of God. You are worth the Son of God. You are worth him this morning. And I want us to encourage you just to make room for some new things. Make room for change in your life in this season. God wants to change some things around in your life. God is sometimes the God of suddenlies. Expect the unexpected. You know, things just to happen in this moment and just in this new year. No, this is when God commands you to do things or just change or remove something from your life. Just obey like Joseph did. And said, Lord, I'm making space. You see, he could have done many other things. He could have just walked away from Mary and lived a selfish life. But there's a lot of things that we can take from this story. I just want to get the worship team up here. And we're going to continue to worship this morning. And we're going to express our adoration to Him. Then He's going to lead us. But I just want to pray before we just continue. Just stand with me, please. You know, all that God desires from you is you this morning. He just desires you. Father, we thank you that this morning we can just continue to worship you. Father, we thank you that we can receive this gift that changed the world. And Father, there might be people here this morning that just finds it hard to believe. If this story is really true, Father, I pray that you'll just remove any skepticism or any unbelief or whatever it may be, Father. Just that will try to prevent us to embrace this gift. Help us, Lord, in our unbelief. But Father, we thank you, Lord. And even as we come together, Lord, you want to remind us that with you all things are possible, Lord, and that you want to change our lives. That's why you sent Jesus. You didn't want to leave us in the mess and leave us alienated, Father, as refugees. But Lord, we were all refugees before you came and sent your Son. And Lord, we want to receive you this morning. Some of you that just feel a bit distant from God this morning, you feel a bit alienated, you just long for the Father's embrace this Christmas. You might be away from home, your family's back in another country, and I just want you to open your heart and just receive the Father's embrace this morning. But also in return, the Father just wants you to express. It's not like He needs it, like He's, but He loves it. He loves it when we express our love and our adoration to Him. Let's just continue to do this as we worship together.
We'll take this one song now, just a response for all of us to worship together. And then after that, you will have the opportunity just to come up front and take a pen and a piece of paper if you wish, and just write down the things that you want to give to God. Write the things down that you want to give Him as a gift. Maybe write down some things you're thankful for the last year. Before we do that, let's just worship with this song.
And only to you, God, be all the glory. Only to you, God, be all the praise, now and forever. You are exalted. Let us adore. Christ the Lord.
Oh, come.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ.
Come ye, oh come ye to bear.
To really make this a very personal moment, to come. It says, come and let us adore him. So I want to encourage you to come to the front and just take a piece of paper, take a pen, and just write down what you want to give to the Lord. Just write down things you are thankful for. You don't have to do it, but it is just one way of just coming, just expressing our willingness to come. The pens and the papers are up front here. And we will just continue worshiping.
God of all creation,
adore.
Adore. Come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore Him. The Lord. Come, worship Christ.
Just as we're singing that, I just want to say something. And it sounds a little funny at first, but you know, when we say, Lord, we're going to adore you, what happens is actually a door swings open in heaven. You understand me? We adore him, and a door swings open in heaven, and that door is right into the center of God's presence. It's right into the center of who he is. We adore, and the door opens, and we're right in the center of God's presence. And you know, we are so loved of God. We are so precious to him. And we come right into a sense, the center of who he is. And you know, sometimes the most precious thing, I think, in the sight of God is when we adore and we don't want to, or we find it difficult, or there are problems or difficulties, and we say, whatever happens, I am going to adore God because I know that there's nothing that can change his love for me. Nothing can change him. And it's as though we say, okay, God, I'm going to adore you. And it becomes a door. I just want to pray. Lord, we just want to thank you so much that you are with us today. We thank you so much, Lord, for your wonderful, wonderful love. We thank you so much that Jesus became a baby and came into this world. We thank you so much, Lord, that as we adore you and as we worship you, Lord, that a door opens in heaven and we're right in the center of your presence, right in the center of your love. We are so loved. We are so precious, Lord. And today and the days of this Christmas period, we choose to adore you. That's our choice, Lord. We choose to adore you. We choose to worship you. And we believe that you're going to take us right into your presence, Lord. And so do that, we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I want to invite us all to stand up together now as we sing this next powerful song. I really believe that the atmosphere is about to change even more. As we sing this, as we go through that door that Steve just talked about, and as we join right now in the spirit world, thousands upon thousands of angels singing hallelujah to God. Heavenly Father, Son and Holy Spirit, Blessed Trinity, I love you. I love that you are a relationship. And we invite you to come and to receive our worship right now, Lord. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come. Come with your presence. We invite your angels to come. Awaken our spirit to see you. The Lord God Almighty reigns. Oh, you reign. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy, are you Lord God?
the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Sing hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Yes, you reign, O Lord, you reign. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, sing you are holy. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy.
More minutes, just on your own, sing your own song to the Lord. Oh, Yes, Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, just for pouring out your love, your gifts into our hands even now, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are real, God. And I just ask that this Christmas will be filled with a sense of your reality, a sense of that you really are close. This is what Christmas is all about, that you came close to us. I pray for every home represented here, that it will be so filled with peace, that it will be so filled with your presence, Father. Let every house, every room represented here be filled with your presence like never before, Lord. I pray that your presence will be like a light that shines, God, in all of our lives, all of our houses, God, that people out there will see it, that you are the light of the world that stepped down into darkness, God. Lord, we want to take your presence with us into this season, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We want to end off the service. I know we're a couple of minutes over already, apologies, but what is a worship Christmas service without Silent Night? So let's just sing this beautiful old chorus. I believe it was written in Austria, not too far from me. In German, originally.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Let's just give him a good happy birthday, Jesus. Let's just give him a praise and shout and thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life. Father, we thank you for the gift that you are to this world. And we just give you praise. this morning in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you've done here this morning, God. And freely we've received and freely we can give, Lord. And I pray that you'll use us through this week, Lord, just to express your love, your kindness to the people out there. God, we thank you we can be carriers of peace because we've received that peace, Lord. And I just pray a peace that surpasses all understanding over people here this morning, over their minds, over their hearts. And Lord, that we can really enter into that place of rest and peace and shalom with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.